after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J, and your co-hosts with the Moses, Nate Seduction, the building. What's up?
Hey.
Oh, man. I'm so glad y'all see the Season 8 premiere of the show tonight. I'm excited. Glad to have all of our returning listeners, brand new listeners, and of course future listeners. I appreciate you all for tuning in to the show. First off, let me throw it over to my girl Nate. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Sadie? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm scrambling, getting this mic together for the show. It's like, let me get it right. So we're good to go now. I'm here. So yes. But oh man, like see, it's been 2 weeks since we did a show, so I know you guys have been wondering what the heck has been going on. That being said, Nate, what went on with you during the break?
You said what?
What was going on with you during the break?
I didn't really care too much for this holiday, to be honest. I got some disturbing news, like, 2 days before Christmas, so it kind of threw the holiday off. I have a brother on my dad's side. Well, I got two brothers on my dad's side, and one of my brothers, his extended family lost three loved ones in a fire in Gary. So, they threw off the holiday. These, three kids, they didn't deserve to die the way they died. They died in a fire. They was only 4, 5, and 2. So that was just very sad and very heartbreaking for those babies to die the way they did. Right before
I agree.
That's
a real tough pill to swallow, man. I mean, as I told you when I found out about the incident, still pray me, because a lot of people, they tell you prayers, when it's soft and new, but, you still need the prayers going down the line, and I still extend my prayers out to the family, so definitely.
Then, not only was it a house fire, it was actually a murder. Somebody actually purposely lit that house on fire, threw something in the window, and the whole house caught, the whole apartment caught on fire once they threw that in the window. So they actually didn't even have time to get out that fire. Only three people made it out that fire, and one of the men are still in the hospital, due to complications, and the mother, she's still alive, and one child made it out alive. Only one out of four kids, only one made it out.
Oh, man. Yeah, and that just made it worse. I mean, good God. It's just crazy that people that dark in this world, like, they're willing to do that kind of, be that heartless. I mean, no one wants to die. You have to die eventually, but it's nothing worse than to hear someone dying and it being from being killed. That pisses me off.
Yeah, definitely. And those kids didn't deserve it at all.
At all, man. Well, again, everybody, just extend your prayers out to the family, everyone. We definitely, I'm gonna ask that you do that for us. And heck, man, it just reminds you why you gotta go hard to the fullest every day, because you never know what someone might do.
Their funeral was yesterday.
You said what? Their funeral was yesterday?
Yeah, their funeral was yesterday.
Goodness. Yeah, that's a real tough pill to swallow, man. I didn't know that part of the story. I did see that you were talking about they passed away and there was a fire, but I didn't know to that extent. That's a whole lot to take in.
Yeah, Gary, Indiana, you never know whatever happened in Gary. There's so much killing and so much hate in Gary, like being kids gotta be in the midst of it.
Most definitely. Well, y'all know what we're gonna do tonight. Shoot, we're gonna do what we always do. Even in the midst of when crazy news hits the fan, we're gonna have a good time. And that's how we get through these kind of times. Y'all know me. Shoot, I've been on this very show. I've had best friends pass away. We had a best friend pass away, excuse me. I've came on the show after grandparents passing away. So, I commend you, Nate. I commend you. And it just shows again, man, like we have a very similar spirit. The best thing for us to do during these times is to do what we love to do, because it kind of, I always say this, because some people, they allow people passing away to hinder them from continuing to go strong, but you can't do that, because really what you're doing is disjustice, not just to yourself, but you're doing disjustice to those people who passed away who enjoyed watching you succeed at what you do. So the best thing you could do is go even harder. So that's the advice I have for everybody.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was all right. It was all right. I got some new camera stuff. I was excited about that. I did get some news. I will be opening here near the end of the month, early next month. I will be opening Dust Spot. So y'all know, of course, we have the social network, dustspot.com, and that's for industry professionals. Now it's being manifested into a physical place, not just an online presence. And so that would be for photography studio, because, of course, do photography. We'll be having video streaming coming on out of there. There's events that's already going on, so we'll be having events there. Doing a radio show there too. So definitely stay tuned for that. Excited to make it happen. And thank you to my dad. Thank you to Mr. Lico for showing love. Definitely a dude who's trying to support black business. They have a thing called Black Street, Black Wall Street, Fort Worth out here. They are spearheading and continue, and they've been doing it for about a year now. So it's just great to watch people who aren't just saying they support black business, but really are pushing forward of making that happen. That being said, I will go into some more throughout the show. What we're going to do now, we're going to go to music break, and then we'll be back. When we come back, we'll be talking about a couple of things. We're going to talk about what Kim Burrell had to say the other day. We're going to talk about jail breakout and the top five list reasons many people keep failing throughout the year. That's what you have to look forward to when you come back from the break right here on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Seti J and your girl Nate Seduction. And the first song we're playing, matter of the music we're playing off of tonight is from an artist named Lil O. He's got a big buzz already. He's made some national hits already. He got a couple new tracks, so we'll be playing both of them throughout the night. This first track is featuring B King and Charlie Boy. It's called Salty. We'll be back after this.
Only broke change. Yeah. They gon' talk down. It don't matter what you say.
For real.
Money on my mind. I get paid for every day. I'm 100 all the time. In that lag, switching lanes. I know why you mad. I got you with me.
Yeah.
I know why you soft. I got you with me.
Whoa.
Oh, I know why you mad. I got you with me.
For real.
And she just told me that you lame.
Yeah.
In that lag, switching lanes.
Hold up. Yeah.
It's that fat motherfucker. Love to hate, got your baby mama popping for that cake. Hate you when they can't fathom what you did. Post some pics on Instagram that talk about your kids. If you pumping gas, they'll take a picture. If you on a date, they'll take a picture. Then talk about the bitches with you. Hardy, salty, McDonald's fries. My turn up in 10 years in the making, I cannot apologize. Back when Lil O told you to give him 50 feet, I was on the metro. 16 years old, making beats, pissing off the neighbors next door. 13 years later, I'm turned up, paper stacking. And yo, that's why you hate me, actually. But Tasha told me,
only broke change.
Yeah.
They gon' talk down, it don't matter what you say.
For real.
Money on my mind, I get paper every day. I'm 100 all the time, in that lag, switching lanes.
I know why you mad, I got you with me.
Yeah.
I know why you salty, I got you with me.
Whoa.
Oh, I know why you mad, I got you with me. And she just told me that you lame.
Yeah.
In that lag, switching lanes.
Yeah. I know why these hating, I know why they talking down. My new whip is black on black, I heard these boys still walking around. Plenty of done tried to kill me, my body ain't chalk to grind. I ain't your yeah, but that pump still stalk me now. I can't help these choosing, ain't my fault you losing. That's why when they boys try to hate on me, I always find it confusing. Now I understand it's just in the game, that's how it is when you get in chain. That's why only boys that's about their business understand Lil O and feel my pain. Man, these love me. I tell them come to the studio, but I don't never put them on the songs. I just put my thumb in they. Why the front to back? She with her friend. They. This ain't no movie. This ain't no rap. This everyday real life of a rat.
Whoa. Only broke.
Yeah.
They gon' talk down, it don't matter what you say.
For real.
Money on my mind, I get paper every day. I'm 100 all the time, in that lag, switching lanes.
I know why you mad, I got you with me.
Yeah.
I know why you soft, I got you with me.
Whoa.
Oh, I know why you mad, I got you with me.
Real.
And she just told me that you lame.
Yeah. In that lag, switching lanes.
Hold up. Yeah.
No saying I'm a sinner, so don't ever think that you get away with murder with me, cause I'll find you an end. You know this is not from a sin. Rub up in that sensible killer, lyrically and physically punishing all who oppose. They ain't like the contenders. You think it's a game, it will start up again. Bro, don't make me bend. Just double back with the blow back out like an animal. Not for my pleasure, it's only the measure. Inside that stuff like I'm Hannibal, like the perfecter of all that I put my mind to. Let my father simply outshine you. Like the king of this beat, I'm the king of your free. Get it down on this shit, client. You must have reminded you. Even behind the scenes, my pockets be signs of green. Man, cause I'm eating them up while you sleeping on my son, the box you inside a dream. Slide the gleam in the candy and chrome with the wheels must be shining too hard for you haters. Let me cry so I pull up with the talk out my bags. It's all for you haters.
Only broke.
Yeah.
They gon' talk down, it don't matter what you say.
For real.
Money on my mind, I get paper every day. I'm 100 all the time, in that lag, switching lanes.
I know why you mad, I got you with me.
Yeah.
I know why you salty, I got you with me.
Whoa.
Oh, I know why you mad, I got you
with me. And she just told me that you lame. In that lag, switch your lane. Hold up. Yo.
Life at Dust Live, Fetty J, Nate Seduction, yeah. So, nay. We got so much on the plate today. I want to start with this off the top because I know you got some tea to say to this. Kim Burrell. Now, for those of you who don't know who Kim Burrell is, I'm going to help you figure out who the hell she is. So, as far as Kim Burrell and what's going on with her, that's definitely causing a ruckus right now. This woman is, she's really out there going in, man. So, Kim Burrell, she is an infamous gospel singer, and she from time to time does sermons in Houston. And this time, a sermon that she did in Houston went in real deep. And she was in interested. And here's a crazy thing we're going to tie into in a second, because this is going to involve something tomorrow. So it's some deep tea here. Apparently, Kim Burrell, she is under fire for comments about gays and lesbians. Now, what are the comments, you ask? I got you. That's what I'm here for. We give you some tea. Okay, so apparently, Kim Burrell says she makes no, and by the way, Kim Burrell says she makes no apologies or excuses for a sermon at a Houston church where she referred to gays and lesbians as perverted. Oh, that's just the beginning. A tape of Burrell preaching at the Love and Liberty Fellowship Church began circulating online. She said that the perverted homosexual spirit and the spirit of delusion and confusion, it has deceived many men and women. She referred to specific homosexual acts as perverted. Meanwhile, Burrell is scheduled to see. Here's a kicker to this. Meanwhile, Burrell is scheduled to sing a duet with Pharrell next Thursday. That's this Thursday, now January 5th, on the talk show Ellen, where host Ellen DeGeneres, in case you didn't know, is one of the showbiz's most prominent lesbians. They're supposed to sing "I See Victory" from the soundtrack of the new movie Hidden Figures. There was no immediate reaction from Ellen DeGeneres' show or her social media platform on Saturday the 31st when this all happened. Pharrell posted on Instagram that, "I condemn hate speech of any kind," although he made no specific reference to his duet partner. It wasn't immediately clear when Burrell gave the sermon. She spoke on Facebook Live Friday, December 30th, about the tape that had circulated referring to unspecified enemies for spreading only a portion of her speech. She said that she has never discriminated against gays and lesbians. "I love you and God loves you," she says. "But God hates the sin." That's what she had to say. There has been some reaction from celebrities coming from this as well. Such as, you got people such as Yolanda Adams, Questlove, Chaka Khan, definitely not feeling it. They took to Twitter and definitely went in. All right, so first off, Yolanda Adams says, "As a person who has gay relatives and friends, I had to put these words in the atmosphere to combat the unwanted and unproven attack on my friend Bishop Long. Hateful words are never profitable to the cause of Christ in the world. Jesus said they will know you by your love." Shaka Khan says, "It never fails that ministries promoting judgment and hate have nothing to do with the divine. Crap, running past it, went way too fast. Past my thing. I'm over here reading, people. Alright, nothing to do with divine love is for everyone. Of course, love said a whole lot, but I will read this one tweet because I think this is the main one that I think this kind of sums up what his tweets were, because he was on the Twitter rant. His quote was, for this beginning tweet was, I want Christians to focus on actually being Christ-like and compassionate to their fellow man. Nay, your thoughts.
Well, first of all, can we please have a moment of silence for this dumb bitch? Please. First of all, see, this is why I don't like Christians. I don't identify myself as a Christian. I identify myself as a person who loves God and I pray. But, see, this is why I'm proud of these Christians. The Bible says to not judge. God has the final say. So for these Christians to want to bash the LGBT community is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, she sounds absolutely retarded, first of all. Like, please get your facts together. Because, number one, yeah, the Bible say about, you know, being gay is wrong or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But these Christians miss the part where sex without marriage, that's a sin. Getting a divorce, that's a sin. Overeating, that's a sin. So please stop coming for being gay as the only, that's not the only sin. Murder is a sin. Like, they overlook all these other fucking sins. Like, being gay is the worst one. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, have certain seats. For real. Like, that shit is ridiculous. Like, she sound real dumb. Like, and I hope she don't make no fucking money either. And I hope Ellen banned her from the Ellen show too, bitch.
Tell us how you really feel.
For real. Like, I'm tired of these Christians. I had my old aunt, like, since we on this topic, this gay topic, my old aunt told me, since I'm a video vixen and I like women, I worship the devil. She told me I don't.
That's just hilarious to me.
She told me I don't worship her guy. I worship the devil. I pray. I told her, like, yeah, I pray to God and stuff or whatever. She said, no, you don't. You don't. You pray to the devil.
Right. It's like, when all these people become God all of a sudden, they get to call all the shots.
For real. Like, then but be messing with married men and shit. Like, come on now. Like, they act like being gay is the worst sin in the world.
Right. I mean, where is this? Where is this damn? Everybody keeps doing that. Where is this chart that levels what sin is worse?
Exactly. Like I said, it's other sins.
Right. And then the thing is, what I hate about this. So if you're a person, especially if you're a straight guy, and you speak out against this stuff of it being acceptable, and taking another step further. Being a straight black male and you speak out against this, people have a problem and say you try to bring down the black community and stuff because I'm supporting, you know, I'm supporting the community. And the thing is, here's my thing. I understand you're not gay or you might not agree with it. I'm not going to sit here and tell people they have to agree. That's not the speech I'm going to give you. My thing is this. You don't have to be disrespectful.
Don't judge. Yeah, don't
stop
judge.
Being just fucking
don't,
disrespectful.
Don't
that's where my problem comes in. It.
Like,
how can people be happy with doing that crap?
Exactly. I could have sworn, like, growing up, your mama talked to, if you don't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Like, come on now.
Right. And I mean, and then especially reading this, I mean, then, because, I mean, then don't, and then it's not just a Christian, too. I'm going to speak on that as well. Although we're talking about someone who's Christian at the moment, a lot of these people who are hashtag woke, they are synonymous with coming at the people in the LGBT community. Like, they come hard. Like, they really come hard. So really what Kim Burrell said, that's light compared to what I've seen some other people say. Which is sad. That's light. All right, I'm going to go to the next story. My next story. Now, originally this story was actually up for one of our Chris Week stories, but heck, since it didn't get voted in, you know what? I'm still going to bring it up. It's a pretty crazy story to still bring up. So I'm going to bring it up because it did not win in this case. So this is what happened: 6 inmates try to escape jail using a broken toilet. So what the hell are you talking about, Cedric? Said it, Jay. I got you. This is what I'm here for. And this is going on in goddamn Tennessee. So 6 inmates escaped from a Tennessee prison on Christmas Day thanks to a leaky toilet in their cell. the Coke of County Sheriff's Department identified the men as John Mark Spear, Stephen Lewis, John Thomas Shahee, Harsey Wade Whalen, Eric S. Clark, and David Wayne Fraser, according to a report from WVLT. Early Christmas morning, there were 17 inmates in a dormitory-style cell, and someone noticed the loose toilet against the cell wall, according to the county sheriff, Armando Fontes. A few of the men took advantage of the opportunity by ripping it on the wall, breaking plastic pipes, and kicking a cell box to escape. And, of course, the guards did a head count. Making a long story short, they noticed that the urinal was set back in place, but you can tell a bunch of crap happened. Within 6 minutes, 6 of the 17 men in the cell crawled out of the hole and hopped the fence to freedom. Now, the joy of freedom only lasted a short while for 5 of the 6 men. By Monday night, they were captured and returned to jail. Fraser still remains at large as of Tuesday morning of last week. 2 of the men were also arrested, according to WVLT, and they were charged with harboring a fugitive as police arrested someone at a nearby home. Nay, your thoughts?
They had to do what they had to do.
The toilet. These niggas got out through the damn toilet.
That's funny.
I know they didn't, like, go into the toilet, but these fools moved the damn toilet the way and was able to escape. Hell going on.
They smart. I got to give it to them.
They smart, but they
captured.
Yeah, I'm about to say, they would have been smart if they didn't get captured. They got captured.
Yeah.
It was a smart idea, but if you got captured, I mean, it's really just a great story you can tell to your fellow inmates. It's all that remains.
I would have left the state.
Shit, they didn't get that far. That's the thing. So, I don't know what to say about that. Hot mess. Okay, you'll go to our top 5 list. Top 5 list, people. Y'all know me and this became a mainstay starting to happen on the show when we give you guys lists. So, we're going to make this a regular thing. I'm doing the mid part of the show. And this is top 5 list of this week is reasons many people keep failing throughout the year. Nay, I'm gonna let you take it first. What is was wondering, and we each gonna give you five, our own personal five. So Nay, I'm gonna start with you with a number one. What's one of the reasons people keep failing throughout the year?
Number one is because they keep doing stuff they did the previous year.
Speak on it. Tell us what you mean. Give us some insight on
like,
that.
Like, what I mean by they keep doing stuff they doing, you know, the previous year is the fact that they not trying to better their stuff. Like, they in a lazy spirit, you know. They not trying to make their life better. So that's what I mean by
they're pretty much doing exactly what caused them to fail in the first place.
Yeah, a repeating cycle. They repeating the cycle.
Okay.
Number
you know what? I changed my mind. Lied. We're not gonna do five each. We're just gonna do five. Period. I lied. So number two, I'm going to say, look at the people you surrounding yourself. Now, I know this can almost kind of go with number one, but we kind of going in on specific things. Number two is, look at the people you surrounding yourself by. And let me sit back for a second on this, because some people, when they hear this, they think we're trying to tell people to be disloyal, and if somebody was hanging with them, I mean, somebody they knew for a long time, they feel like if they hang around them less and focus on their career or whatnot, or hang around people who are like-minded or goal-oriented, they feel like that you being that's a disloyal move. It's not. And in the day, you want to succeed, sacrifices have to be made. And one of the sacrifices you have to make is, if you got people around you who are not being part of the elevating process, I don't know what to say. Like, there's certain people, they still great. I'm still great friends with them, but I don't hang around them as much anymore because we're not on the same wavelength of what we're trying to do. And if you don't get what I'm doing, or at least try to support what I'm doing, not just say it, but actually doing some type of action supporting, then I can't be around you as much because a lot of my energy is tied into what I'm trying to succeed in. So that's less time I have for you if you're not involved with it directly. Do you agree with that, Ms. Nay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes I've cut out so many people.
Bring you down if they're not on the same level as you.
Exactly. Like, I got to keep it moving. I just don't be having time for it.
Exactly. Number three, I got to say, stop blaming other people for your problem. Stop blaming people. For real, like, you be, oh, this person did this, oh, this bitch, if you don't shut your bitch ass up, take responsibility for your own actions, please.
Okay, and I'm about to agree with you on that because, yeah, there's some people, how can I put it, they do that. They tend to be, they get complain. Oh, well, the reason why I'm not succeeding is because I love my baby daddy and I got, your baby you can't keep doing using that as an excuse. And like, and for me personally, on the flip side of that, I don't like people with a bunch of excuses, which is going to number four. It don't affect. If you're not ready personally, don't bring other people down with you. Good God, don't bring other people down. Which kind of goes to number two about not surrounding yourself with the wrong crowd. You also need to evaluate if you're the person who is the wrong crowd. You need to move. Like, if you're not going to be a person that's elevating somebody, you need to get the hell away from somebody that's trying to make something happen.
Exactly.
Some people are so negative, the negative energy.
Crazy.
I can't, and just because you don't you treat people wrong, negative energy can be a person who always every time you talk to them, they're always down. I'm sorry. Ain't nothing in life making you that goddamn sad. And I've dealt with some people who I've worked with that stopped doing this because I don't even know. They just stopped doing it. And I'm going through a lot. But then every time you see them, they're on Snapchat, turning up, drinking, lit, always putting status out about them being lit. But then when you talk to them, they always sound depressed. Like, man, I ain't got time for that shit. Like a lot of people, they always making excuses. I don't have time for it. Like you said, stop blaming other people. Also, stop at the while, look in the mirror and realize that you are the negative energy. And you need to change that. You're going to change the negative energy. You're going to keep failing over and over again. Take number five. Let you take number five.
Number five. Another reason why people fail is because they listen to their hate match friends. Like, oh, girl, you shouldn't be doing this. Oh, bro, you shouldn't be doing that. When actually they doing something good. So they listen to their friends instead of following their first mind. Your friends can be your haters. Let me tell you that. I'm going to repeat this. Your friends can be your haters. Sometimes your friends don't want you to be better than them. Or they see that you're doing something, but they really want to do it. Never, always go with your first mind. That's why a lot of people fail, because they listen to their friends. And stop telling everybody your business. That's another way people fail. Stop telling everybody your business. Because then you're telling people your business, and then everybody, oh, you wonder why Bobo and Dre know your business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to piggyback off of that. Because I say that all the time to people.
That's how people feel, yeah. Posting your everything. I'm hoping.
Yeah, like you giving them. If no one knew. Let's just say for instance, no one knew that Superman's weakness was kryptonite. That's like Superman going around saying, "Man, damn, this kryptonite always wearing me out." And so now people know the fucking weakness. Stop giving people the goddamn weapons to stab you in the goddamn back.
Exactly. Preach. Can I get a hallelujah?
I'm just telling them, man. People gotta stop doing that. I watch some of these people. They want to be so braggadocious. They always telling everybody this, and because they want to brag. I drop some nuggets here and there. And my biggest thing is with that. Stop telling people stuff that you plan to do. You need to tell them what you only mention stuff. When it's already in place and it is happening. Don't start telling people stuff. Well, I'll play, you giving the enemy the tools knowing how what they like, oh, okay, this is what they want to do. Let me stop that real quick.
Exactly.
Stop giving people the tools to end what you're trying to do.
I don't post my shit until it's done already, so they can see the finished product.
Exactly. I didn't even mention the studio thing until it was locked in and it was already in motion happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already know how these people be out here wanting to do, hating your ass.
Yep.
Or tell you can't do it, this, that, and the third. And even if it is in motion, people are also going to do that. Stop telling them every goddamn thing. And that's not just with business. That's with anything, man. If you keep giving everybody the blueprint of how to fuck you over, somebody gonna fuck you over eventually. There's my tea on that. Y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and go to another quick music break. We come back, we have our new segments. And we're gonna play a little bit of this track and then we'll be back. So y'all, it's not gonna be that long. Just listen live. It's a little old, it's high sided. We come back from this, we got our two new segments. Well, one of the segments is just revamped. But we have a new segment coming in starting tonight. So we'll be back into this Seduction 101, Crickets of the Week. Can we come back?
Whoa. Looking good like a player pole. Man, I love high-side money. Throwing racks, pick it off the floor. Man, I love high-side money. Plenty shots, that's a rockin' plenty. Yeah. Man, I love high-side money. Whoa. Ran out of bottles, waitress, please bring some more. Man, I love high-side money.
I ain't wanna do it, but they made me do it. Man, a beast I am, and they made me to it. I ain't wanna cat, I ain't wanna deer. I ain't really wanna put you on my shit on list. But when I took a loss, it's like you spit on me. It's like you turned your back and bitch spit on me. Now you all in my lap trying to sit on me. Whispering all in my ear trying to hit on me. What you think this is? What you think I am? Girl, f*** your business and your business plan. All you really need to know is I'm the businessman. And I'm f***ing with the gear, you the business man. When you had the chance, you ain't see the vision. Daddy told you mine, you ain't wanna listen. Now look at you, no pots of f***ing. And now look at me, we're all this listen. I'm just saying. Go ahead, baby, keep it real. To see me come up, tell me how that feels. I know you heard about the funds and the deals. Tell the truth, you wish you kept your drill. Looking good like a player pole. Man, I love high-side money. Throwing racks, pick it off the floor. Man, I love high-side money. Plenty shots, that's a rockin' plenty. Yeah. Man, I love high-side money. Whoa. Ran out of bottles, waitress, please bring some more. Man, I love high-side money.
Nah, can't hit my sweet. In fact, back, give me 50 feet. You just a bum standing in front of a boss trying to act like a boss.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Life at Dust Live. Boy, say J, Nate Seduction. Everybody, it is time for the new segment here on the show. It's Nate's new segment she's bringing to the show every week. Called Seduction 101. Before she gives you this week's Seduction 101, Nate, tell everybody what they can expect every week in Seduction 101.
With Seduction 101, I will be giving relationship advice. I will be giving sex advice, and I'll be giving petty advice, how to be petty in a relationship.
Oh Lord.
Y'all know I'm Queen
Patty. Lord, so what do you have for us this week for Seduction 101?
Well, this week's topic is called Suck His Dick, Take His Soul, Then Look at Him and Tell Him You're a Bitch Ass Nigga. All 2017.
so do we expound a little bit more on this topic, man?
Okay, well, what I mean by, call him a bitch ass nigga is like when your man, pissing you off and you just want to get him back in shape, you got to be seductive, I'm Nate Seduction, so you got to be seductive. Let him think everything all cool and stuff. Just come here, baby. I want to suck your dick. Just suck his dick. And right before he about to come, you stop. And look at him and tell him you a bitch ass nigga.
So you just gonna stop? Why is it getting good?
Yeah. Stop right when he's about to come.
Why? Why would you do such a mean thing like that?
Sure, if you wanna piss me off, so I'm gonna be mean. I'm gonna take it to a whole nother level.
Alright, now you know what's gonna happen. He gonna pick your ass up in the air, and he gonna put his face all in that shit and make you bang.
Uh-huh. Nah, that's when you get up and leave out the room, like.
You said, bring that ass over here.
You said, bring
it. You
ass
let them have it. Here. You put your face all in it. Ah!
But for
that's
real,
what you make them pay for. Yeah, y'all can't get away with that shit, ladies. Don't take her advice. Don't take her advice this week. That's gonna get your ass in trouble.
No, for real, take that advice. Your man pissing you off, just suck his dick. Take his soul, like, be sucking the fuck out that motherfucker. Just smoke his dick all in your face, all on your mouth, spit on his dick, like, gargle that motherfucking dick. Like, that dick is your best friend.
I'm done with you. I'm brilliant. I'm done with you. I can't believe what you out here trying to teach these people. This your first seduction 101? You trying to teach them to be evil? That's fucked up.
It's not being evil. It's being seductive and evil at the same time, you know.
Okay, so
like,
are you going to eventually reward him? You're not going to just lay him through here, bitch-ass nigga, every time, right? You're going to eventually reward him and take care of him, right?
Only when he pissed me off. Like, only when he
pissed me off. You was worrying me. I like to say, don't do that. They did a regular thing.
To do this, like, when he pissed you off. Only do it when he pissed you off. Or you can do it, like, let me say this. If your man comes out, he's about to go to the club or whatever, this is what y'all should do. Like, just pull his dick out and suck his dick. And then he go forget, like, he ain't going nowhere. You sucking his dick real good, like, shit. That man ain't going nowhere, girl. He go call his home, like, bro, I'm in the house with my girl tonight. Make that nigga toes curl. Make that nigga. I'll suck somebody dick so good. Like, I'm bisexual, but don't get me wrong. I know how to eat pussy and I know how to suck dick.
Wow.
I suck this dick so good. Like, he almost had a motherfucking seizure. Like, I kid you not. Like, real shit.
I'm not going to do this to you then.
For real.
Well, you guys, guess what? It's also time for another segment. It's not new, but I do it all the time. But we are bringing more light to it this week. It's going forward throughout the season. It's called Crickets of the Week. I will be in for our Crickets of the Week. I'll be putting a poll on Twitter every week that you'll be able to vote on who you want to win Crickets of the Week. Whoever wins Crickets of the Week, that would be the person I would go to hell in on for the week. This week's Crickets of the Week is Mariah Carey. She gets the Cricket of the Week award. Let me give her crickets first. Now, let me tell you why she's getting the crickets. Because I know everybody's like, oh, if you did, you know, if you've been stuck on an island somewhere and you don't know what the hell's going on. Mariah Carey, I don't know what the hell's going on to where it's becoming a trend that she fucks up. Some huge fuck up happens at these holiday events. It's becoming a regular thing. So before I mention the recent one, let me remind you guys what happened. I'm about 2015, 2014, when she was singing at the Rockefeller Christmas. And let me let you Christmas tree lighting. Let me remind you what the hell she did. Now she took one of my favorite songs she sings for the holidays, and she fucked it up. Let me remind you. Now, before I do this, Nate, you like do you like that song "All I Want for Christmas Is You"? You like that by Mariah?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, let me remind you guys what she did some years ago at the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting. Here's the shit she did. So hold on. You just get this nice and ready for y'all.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas.
Okay, I know y'all heard all that fucking cracking, right? Cracking like goddamn Rice Krispie treats.
She needs to cut it. Oh my gosh.
That's what she did in 2014. Well, the reason why she got the cricket of the week is because she thought, oh, messing up Christmas wasn't enough. Let's mess up New Year's Eve. So, this is what happened New Year's Eve.
Everybody is talking about Mariah Carey's epic lip-sync disaster right there on the world stage at Times Square, witnessed by millions. ABC's Eva Pilgrim now on what in the world happened out there.
Times Square, let's hear it right now for Mariah Carey.
Tonight, Mariah Carey's meltdown, the ball drop before the ball drop, that began innocently enough.
Oh, acquaintance be forgot.
But no one will forget what happened next.
I have a feeling.
Just rubbing out. The performance spiraling into disaster.
We can't hear it, baby.
Just get through the moment, okay? Mariah Carey standing on stage, not singing.
We didn't have a check for this song, so we'll just say it went to number one.
Carey tried turning it over to the crowd.
I'm gonna let the audience sing, okay?
The pop legend directing her dancers.
Okay, so that's enough. That's enough hearing that. So basically. And Mariah Carey just forgot how to sing her own fucking song. You better sing some them damn Acapulco or something. Yeah, not acapella, Acapulco, people. You better sing some goddamn Acapulco.
Just throw the whole Mariah Carey away. Just throw the whole Mariah Carey.
I am sick of this crap. You're not going to keep messing up all these holidays. Make my wish come true.
She needed to be taking some singing lessons every day, for real.
She needed, I mean, my thing is this, okay, I understand that the monitor where the music playing was off of her earpiece to where she couldn't hear the music playing an earpiece to be able to, you know, keep her levels at a certain range. But good God. Please sing Acapulco. Do some Acapulco. Don't make us sit here and watch you. We didn't pay to come. We didn't pay to come sing. We paid to watch you sing. Try to make us do your damn job. You got paid to come sing, damn it. If you want me to sing, you ain't going to sing. I need some of that money they fronted you to do this show. Mariah Carey, you get the cricket of the week, man. I'm sorry. You're getting them crickets. It's just ridiculous. I mean, good God. Ross pissed me off. Trash, like you said, trash. Throw it away.
Throw the whole Mariah Carey away. Can we get a new one for 500, Alex?
And shout out to me just I deserve a cricket of the week as well. So, okay, let me let you guys behind the red carpet. So, you know, as far as the show run sheets, as far as how we do the show, I convert the times automatically and give them to Nay so she can know the time, so it's in her time zone. Why my ass jumped 2 hours up? I just looked at this shit and I'm like, wait, that's not an hour ahead, that's 2 hours ahead. So I got to give myself some damn crickets, because what the hell? This shit say 11 something on the damn. Let me get myself the damn crickets. Like, what the fuck was I? What was I doing? I don't even know. God pray for me. I will end it with this. Shout out to New Year's. New Year's Eve was lit.
It's lit. I had a kickback in my house. It was lit.
Oh yeah, so let's get into it on New Year's. So for me, what did I do? Which is a reggae spot. Oh, I love this reggae spot. I love going there. When it's packed, it's really, really lit. And woo, shout out to man. Goodness, man, your backbeat. You go to the reggae spots, you leave with your damn back hurting and shit. Cause they be working. I kept up though. Hey, they didn't. You know, I didn't let them outwork me. But I was sore as hell the next day. Shout out to the reggae spots. Good God, woo! Goodness, some fine women there. Shout out to that. I've been trying to. I said this the other day on Facebook. I will make sure I make it clear. I'm gonna say it on the radio, on the air. I like light-skinned women and I like dark-skinned women. But I cannot help that light-skinned women like me more than dark-skinned women. That's the thing. So if I ultimately end up talking to a light-skinned chick, it's not because I don't like dark-skinned women. I love y'all too. But y'all not the ones really showing love to me. So, hey, I can't do nothing about that. And that girl that was... Ooh, that black and white! That was there on Saturday. Girl, he just don't know. Okay. I'm starting to have flashbacks. Okay, Nate, I went on with you during New Year's Eve.
I had a kickback at my house. We was drinking on some Hennessy and smoking some wild. You know what I... It was fun. Had a lot of fun with my friends and family at my house. You know, I was doing some twerking, but my boyfriend got mad when I put that shit on Instagram. Oh, well, he'll get over it.
Is it still on Instagram? I'm going to be nosy.
Yeah, that part of the video is still on Instagram.
And it's still on there. Yeah, I know. He real, man. He big, man.
Yeah, he did get mad when I put that shit. he did some petty after I put that video on Instagram, which got him cursed the fuck out and not talked to for like 3 days.
Uh-oh.
But, hey, shit, it was New Year's. I was
late,
shit.
Hey, thank God I was single on New Year's. Boy, I'm looking. I was sitting on video. Maybe I go,
yeah.
I didn't go in enough. Never mind.
Yeah, don't speak too soon.
But it wasn't bad. You were. It'd be different if you were pretty. You were cold. Pretty. You were cold a decent amount. So it wasn't bad. He overreacted.
He was overreacting. See, you hearing it from a man. If you own him, if you listening tonight, I wasn't overreacting. You overreacting, nigga. Here.
You did. You had on. You were cold a decent amount. You weren't twerking on nobody in the video. I say that was pretty much a win. You weren't. It was pretty chill. You had a chill. You had a respectful twerk. It was respectful twerking.
He just don't like to see nobody looking at his woman on Instagram. But I'm a model.
I'm about to say, wait a minute. You a model? Like, hey, I mean, VA. Oh yeah. Does he know about that video that we talk about all the time on here?
Oh, yeah. He said that shit coming down.
He must not know who the fuck you are.
He must not know because it's still up.
He must not know who the fuck Nate Seduction is. Her name is Nate Seduction, choir girl. That's not her name.
Okay, like, you knew I was a model when you first started talking to me, like, but you, and you a rapper, so you already know how the entertainment business is. damn.
Come on, man.
That's so cliche to me.
Get it together, bruh. It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
All you need to know is when you all you need to know is get some act right, you get to take it out in a positive way. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna get too much into that. Read between the lines, my friend. Maybe he just sexually frustrated and Oscar's got him tripping. Maybe that might be it.
Right. Maybe I just need to get him some when I see him, like maybe just put him on, take his soul all 2017, like.
Matter of fact, you should use that tactic you used doing seduction 1-on-1, and so that you remind him next time you want to be mad, you ain't gonna be mad no more, right? And if he agrees to it, and after he begs, then you take care of him all the way. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
let me give him some honorary crickets. Well, everybody, that's the end of the show. I want to remind you, if you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. We can make it easier on you because then you can go to all the different places we're listening on. Go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. I'll have all the new shows in there. It has the players, everything I have. Everything you know about the show, all the other places is syndicated on. All of that is right there. You can enjoy the show there. Follow everything right there. So dustspot.com/dustspotradio. Go there. Nay, you got any last minute words you want to say?
Ladies, take it so all 2017.
Oh, my God. Take it so. Sorry, we're going to take y'all soul too. Keep it up.
Hey, see, if you eat the pussy right, you definitely going to have a bitch in love. Like, it ain't going nowhere.
Oh, Lord. That being said, Nay, let them know how they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Nay_seduction. That's NAYY_seduction. Like I always say, if you can't spell seduction, your ass too damn young. And you can follow me on Instagram. Oh, Jesus, help me. You can add me on Facebook. I am Nay Seduction. That's NAYY. Space seduction, guys.
Okay, man. Y'all know how you can find me. Hell. That's part of my damn page. That's part of my Facebook fan page. You'll find all the shit, and you'll find a lot of the links for them. Go to the After Dusk Media Group page. Go to the Laser Focus Photos page, and the Human Chemist Mag page. Y'all got some shit coming for y'all. Human Chemist Magazine, first issue of the year. Let me just tell you guys now, remember this day, I told you to be ready, because this is about to get real on this issue, it's about to get real.
Right, oh guys, I was nominated for an award too today, so shout out to that.
Yeah. That being said, everybody. We thank you for tuning into the show and supporting us. And we end the show how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a Nay or there's a U is a way. You tuned in that episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J and your girl Nay Seduction. Nay, starting this season, Nay gonna deliver the public service announcement the right way. And you gotta do it seductive, man. It's a seductive public service announcement. Here you go, you got it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you go home, please do it responsibly.
Okay, there we go. Better. All right, y'all, we rolled that out. Peace.